Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Charlie Delks, who's Chief Product Officer with CCA Global. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kim.
Good to be with you. We're at this Carpet One show down in Orlando, Florida. Just to understand, so people understand your role, you are the chief person at CCA that helps pick what suppliers you use, what products that you offer your members. You know, that's a pretty powerful position. One of the things I know you have to do to be successful in this role is you have to track the sales, not only of specific products, but of products overall. What are you seeing in the marketplace right now?
Well, I don't think that your listeners will be surprised to hear. We came out of 2011, and you know the industry numbers support this, that looked like we had a little bit of momentum, same going through the first quarter of 2012, and then things have definitely slowed down. They haven't got worse, so I think that that's good news. And insofar as how business is, you know, right now, I think it's steady. It's not as good as anyone would like to see it. You know, we're all anxious, you know, looking for positive signs, I guess, that would sort of lead us out of this funk that we've been in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years now.
I know your members look to you to help put the right mix together so that they can be successful in the marketplace. Part of that role is trying to pick which category you go deep with, go wide with. Talk about laminate, if you would, as a category. Let me ask you specifically, do you think luxury vinyl tile, I know it's short-term putting a hurt on it, what's the long-term view of laminate as a flooring category?
From our perspective, I think that, you know, laminate really has turned into the domain, I think, of the mass merchants, and by that I mean the home centers, Home Depot and Lowe's, I think some of the warehouse clubs, be it Costco or Sam's. It's a DIY item. I think our strength is obviously where installation is part of the need that the consumer has, and the specialty retailer just in general would have an advantage there. We've seen obviously a lot of cost reductions in laminate over the years. I think the average net selling price now wholesale is under $1 a square foot. It seems like you need to be in stock position because it's a DIY item, and that's really not where our dealers live. And so that business has just sort of migrated to the home centers. We still do a fairly significant laminate business, not what it used to be. To your question about LVT, is that business migrating there? I think it's migrating. The laminate business is, you know, migrating to a number of different categories. LVT for sure. I think even some sheet vinyl based on some of the new looks and visuals that are out there. I think some of the lower end part of the wood category is picking up some of that laminate volume, but LVT for sure.
When you're trying to find a product that will help your members be more differentiated, what do you look for in a product?
Well, you don't know till you find it. I mean, I think that if you go out looking for something specific, chances aren't very good you're going to find it. So I think that, you know, some of our best ideas and product successes over the years, or brand successes over the years, have been, you know, something that we just found by chance. It was maybe that, you know, someone else's, you know, trash is maybe our treasure. And that's a real hard question to answer, Kemp, but because I say you know it when you see it, but you don't know it until you see it. But in general, we sell product to consumers. We're not a self-serve environment, so we need stories. We need attributes that appeal to the consumer, that allow our retail sales associates and all our member stores to tell that story effectively and convince the consumer that that's a product that they need, you know, based on what their needs at home are.
Let's talk about the channel for a minute. You have a very dynamic situation in the channel. You guys are seen as the traditional brick and mortar. You do use the internet to bring traffic to your stores, but don't do a whole lot of commerce directly on the internet. But you do compete with people who do deal directly on the internet. You'd compete with the home centers. You'd compete with people perhaps like Interface that will sell directly through their own company-owned stores. Do you think that your position, more traditional, independent flooring retail, is one that will be here in the long term?
First, the answer to the question is yes. Look, retailing is hard. Particularly retailing flooring is hard. And it's not an easy business to excel at. And, you know, our members, the Carpet One members, are independent business people. They're smart, independent business people. They've been running their stores, in most cases, for many, many years. And it's a complicated business. If you look at the category, if you put Home Depot and Lowe's aside for a moment, you know, the category is dominated by single store, two store, three store operations. Chain retailing in this category is even more difficult than, you know, what I described earlier is it being a difficult category. Yeah, I think there's a bright future for the independent retailer to thrive and succeed and compete effectively against, whether it's the internet, whether it's manufacturers selling direct, what have you. I think the future, you know, is good and remains bright.
Okay, as the chief product officer, or another way of putting that, as the chief buyer for one of the biggest organizations in the U.S. for flooring, you not only pick product, but you also pick the supplier who makes that product. When you're looking to partner with a supplier, what are you looking for?
Well, there's a lot of things we're looking for. You know, I think we're in some ways a complicated company to do business with. We have multiple brands. We have many, many stores. So, you know, first and foremost, we need geographical coverage. We need a company that's got the financial wherewithal to service our stores. You know, with that, if it's a merchandise initiative, there's usually expense that is shared between the vendor and the members. So there's got to be the ability to be able to participate in that degree. They obviously got to be an innovative company in terms of they've got products that the consumer wants. And then I think there's got to be a great degree of trust that the vendor has in CCA and our organization. And I think we've earned that trust over a long period of time. But there's not a lot of vendors out there, to sort of choose from today. So we're happy with our current vendor group. That's not to say, we're not adding new vendors or looking for new product. We always are. But just really those three or four things that I just mentioned are sort of the prerequisites.
Well, and one last question. You know, you can buy from these mega suppliers that the industry is consolidated to. You could also source from overseas for your members. Good question to ask, is red, white, and blue, or is made in the USA kind of the new green? Does it matter to the consumer? Is it a factor?
Well, I think my answer would be I don't know. I would say that if you ask that to most people, to consumers, the correct answer, the answer that would make them feel the best would be to say, yes, it is. You know, Sandy Mishkin has an old saying that he uses a lot that, watch the feet, not the mouth. It's definitely a tiebreaker if that's the case, but I don't think it's that black and white that it's made in the U.S., consumers want it, it's not made in the U.S., consumers don't want it. You got to have a product that the consumer wants and wants to buy. Where it comes from, I think, is somewhat secondary in the consumer's mind, but if there's two equal products and one is made domestically and one is not, I think, their preference, I would guess, is that it on the product that's made domestically. But I don't see any momentum there at this point in time, but, that's not to say there isn't.
Charles, I know you live in Canada. I know that CCA Global has offices in two different locations in the United States. Talk a little bit briefly about your background, if you would, just so people get to know you a little better.
Well, I've pretty much grown up in the business. I have tried to get out a couple of times, but haven't been successful at doing that. I got into the business while I was in school and, worked in a warehouse cutting carpet and sold carpet for many years and did a short stint with Shaw Industries when they got into the retail business back in the mid-90s. And fortunately for me, Alan Greenberg and Howard Brodsky got my name since someone when they bought a business up in Canada called the Floor Connection that was changed to Carpet One Canada. Shortly thereafter, and they hired me to help them run that business in the Canadian market. And then for about the last 6 years, I've been doing this job as chief product officer.
Okay, great, Charlie. It's good to visit with you again. We've been talking to Charlie Delks, who's chief product officer with CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.